only silence. Love, but not love for a reason. Love for this silence in which all life unites. True, true, a human mother is fiercely attached. True, a human heart in relationship to anything must offer itself foolishly, generously in love, must completely break to heal, must open even wider to grieve its many losses. True, we can sing and sweat to shine and move and eat and learn to live for love as best we can. But through it all, through the bright blood wail of birth and holy tremble of death, silence, our mother, is here, is us in all, through all. When we are finally done searching for any fulfillment to ever come from life, from anything or anyone, from any story, any picture, any role or any goal attained, success achieved, desire met, beauty kept, romance found, from union tasted inside depths of orgasm, peaks of revelation, shimmering glimpses of bliss. When we are finally done in our love affair with suffering, our lust for lack, the haunting shame of unworthiness, our addiction to the erotic pulse of longing, when we are finally, truly done, then, suddenly, the heart notices itself to be nothing but silence, stillness. Deeper than any possible fulfillment, there is only this. All is home in sweet, vast, unknowable stillness. There is nothing to do and nothing to be done. Then, not even a lover or loved, a savior or saved, no more inner or outer, heaven or earth, spirit or body. Only silence. Mother, beloved, I no longer have a need for faith in you. There is only you. And so I will give all that I can give.